Fashion Day. Rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Hey, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome back, everybody. It's episode 4. What the hell happened to episode 3?
What the hell?
I know. We can't find it anywhere.
Disappeared.
I am Mike. I will be your gracious host. Along with me, I have, of course, King Johnny. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
We have King Devin over there.
Hello.
Hey, Devin. How are you? And sitting in for King Greg, who was unfortunately trapped in Tennessee in an airport, we have, we'll call him Prince Zachary.
I am the neither angry
the
nor
artist
Texan.
Formerly no. known as Zachary.
Right. Yes, once again, it's a beautiful Sunday, and we are here recording. We've got a bunch of stuff to go over. First, let me remind you, hopefully you're sitting at home listening to us on iTunes or on your podcast app. So make sure you go to iTunes. And
we are now available on Stitcher as well.
That's right, we are. I was definitely going to mention that. We're on iTunes. Of course, you can go and subscribe to our podcast. You can always listen to us at kingsofthepodcastle.com. Shoot us an email, kings@kingsofthepodcastle, if you have any suggestions. We also have a lot of stuff going up on our Facebook page. A lot of people are suggesting some topics that they'd like to hear us discuss. So check that out. And then, of course, Stitcher is our newest way that you can check out the Kings. And I'm going to turn that to you, Devin, who's now been recently dubbed the marketing director. So I'm gonna give him that title.
I was advised by people on a podcast that we shall not name until they send us a promo or shoot us a promo.
Right.
I was advised that we should be on Stitcher, which is a radio internet app. And actually, I tried it out, and I thought it was pretty damn cool. And I started listening to like other stuff on there.
Oh, cool!
But it's basically like a podcast of iTunes, essentially, but they have a lot of unique, like, kind of original programming too.
Okay.
And you can listen to like music and stuff on there too. So,
oh, nice.
I read.
So what do they do? They go to stitcher.com and just search for Kings of the Podcast?
You can do that, or you just on your phone, there's Stitcher app. It's like got 5 million downloads.
Okay.
So we're a little late to the party here.
Nice. Wow. Okay. Well, hey, we're not late. This is only episode 4. What the hell happened to episode 3?
That's true.
So, you know, we're actually doing a pretty good job. I mean, we're 3 weeks in and we're doing great, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you guys agree? Yeah,
absolutely.
It doesn't feel like we're podcast virgins. I feel like we're pretty
experienced. I feel like we've been doing this. Yeah, we've been doing
like
pretty well.
Been,
yeah.
we're doing a podcast?
Yes, we are. Okay, so to start things off today, from what I understand, I guess the president has like an inaugural, like, or no, he already had his inauguration.
Yes, that's already happened.
But he's got like his State of the Union, I guess, is coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in honor of that, I believe that King Devin has comprised a little State of the Union of his own. Do you want to give some lead into that? Go ahead.
Just, we got a lot to look forward to with what Obama has to say to Congress. So I figured that there's obviously only a set amount of time. He can't include everything. So I'm going to take a little excerpt, some of the stuff that I think may have been cut out of his original speech.
Maybe I can add some music for you underneath. Does that sound good?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, are you ready? All right, here we go.
Ladies
and gentlemen, King Devin's State of the Union.
I have not rehearsed this. This is going to be awesome.
Well, enjoy.
My fellow Americans and 7.5 illegal immigrants, our country is in a sad state of affairs. Unemployment runs rampant. Gun control is dividing this nation.
Yes.
And we are currently still involved in several wars. The Afghan War, the storage wars, and devastatingly deceiving cupcake wars. While much of this may seem like make it seem like America has taken a step back into the dark ages, I assure you, it is not dark enough. We, as Americans, owe it to ourselves to plunge America deep into darkness. Darkness that will cover the corner of every street in America. Darkness not brought on by economic collapse or congressional divide, but darkness brought on by the shade of women with massive fake boobies. Americans will be sad to know that the average breast size of U.S. women has fallen to number 2 in the world behind Great Britain.
Oh, no!
Really?
For this, I declared war on Great Britain, but then was told by my Secretary of Defense that was unconstitutional, so I scrapped that. However, I will be damned if America is going to take second place to a bunch of crumpet-crunching teabaggers. So in direct response to the bastardly British classic rock group, the Spice Girls, where they say, if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends, I respond to that, okay. But as long as those friends are American women with massive tits. So what needs to be done about this and how can we help? Let's face it, ladies. A's and B's were great in school, but here in the real world, you will not succeed without some C's and double D's. Men are significantly overweight, causing a massive outbreak of moobs across our great nation. And women, it is my job as president to ensure you are granted equal cleavage to your male counterparts. Therefore, I would like Congress to consider a change to Obamacare. I am proposing that breast implants be included as a direct benefit of to my package. I mean, in my package. In my package. Direct benefit in my package.
God.
Citizens, just think of the economic impact. Strippers across this nation can finally get the free breasts that they have disowned their parents so long ago to work for.
Oh, God. Oh,
now they can get back on track to be completing that law degree that many have been trying for decades to achieve. Thousands of jobs will be created through my stimulation package designed to encourage small business to start up wet t-shirt contests in every major city.
Yes! Stimulation. That's going to give us some stimulation for sure.
Divorce cases will stop and finally free our courts up for more pressing matters like making sure Chris Brown gets put in a cell with Lindsay Lohan so he can beat the shit out of her. And damn it, if that doesn't bring a tear to your eye, then maybe you should try sitting on your balls. That usually works for me. Okay. People, this is America. Land of the free, home of the bra. It's true. Other countries don't have them. I saw it on Discovery Channel. Listen, we owe it to ourselves to make sure that those bras are packed full of goodness for the sake of optimism and the morality of our country. The question, is that bra half full or half empty, needs to always be answered by every American. Neither. That's a dude. Thank you. And God bless.
Yeah! Woo! Way to go, Mr. Yeah. President!
Oh, my goodness. Wow. King Devin, you even got one, a hail, a harumph from Buster.
Yeah. Awesome.
I didn't hear you give that guy a harumph. Harumph! Wow. So there's State of the Union. Very well done, sir. I would love to live in your America.
Absolutely.
This can be your America too, son.
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
Hail
in the near future. So we got a lot of other things to cover other than that. Wow, I don't even know how to move on from that. But we've got a lot of
Facebush.
I didn't hear that in your
face
package.
Bush,
we need that to
we
be
need that as well.
Facebush in his package.
I'm going to start up that website.
Okay,
Facebush. Facebush.
I like it.
Can link to cake farts.
I can just see what everybody's profile pic is going to be.
I would like that.
Yeah, you would.
To have a bush for a face.
Oh, yes. My God.
Well,
oh, man. On Facebook, we have a lot of suggested topics. In fact, we missed some last week, gentlemen. Unfortunately, our squire did not bring them to us in a timely manner, so he has been flogged in his for his lack of work. And
you said flog.
Yeah, he's been flogged.
Oh.
Yeah,
flogged.
Oh. Let's see. Where are they? Come on back up here. One person would like us to discuss, I believe his name was Jared. He would like us to discuss Russian babies. Oh, Justin. Justin Quackenbush would like us to discuss Russian babies.
Russian babies.
Yeah, here's what I think about them. They're just like babies.
Yeah.
Only they're Russian.
Okay.
Get out.
Is that good?
Well, we've discussed
Shut
it.
Shut the front door.
I know. Get out. So we got that. We also have several topics. One of them I'm actually saving for the last break because it's really good. We're going to be discussing in the last segment here today of this podcast, we're going to be discussing the disgusting things that men do but try to hide from women.
So if you really want to hear that section, just fast forward to the end.
No, shut up. Shut up. Don't tell him to do that. Listen to the whole thing. It's going to be hilarious. Let's see. What else? Kevin Costner movies. Anybody have anything to say about Kevin Costner?
I think of Field of Dreams eventually. Yeah,
that's a good movie.
It is.
Waterworld, however.
Oh. Mm. I want to bring this up because you mentioned Waterworld. This is crazy. I actually was looking online. I don't know if any of you guys have ever been there, but apparently like one of the theme parks in like California or something actually has a Waterworld like ride.
Really? Yeah,
it's like a whole area.
They have a Waterworld show.
A Waterworld show?
A stunt show?
It started at Universal Hollywood and eventually went to Shanghai and Dubai Land.
Oh, really?
They actually have a plane that launches over the back of the set and into the water tank.
Really?
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Pretty badass.
Now, I was reading about it. I thought it looked pretty cool.
Didn't they have that here, though? Or was it, it was somewhere in the United States, though.
It started in Hollywood.
Oh, it started in Hollywood and then went over to Dubai.
Went to Tokyo and Dubai Land.
Okay, gotcha.
They get stuff like 5 years later, you know?
Yeah.
They're just now getting Catwoman. They're going to be fucking pissed when they get that. They are going to be pissed.
And it's the Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman.
That is the Halle Berry.
No, it's the Halle Berry.
May declare war on us. Like, we're done.
Another suggestion would be blueberry pancakes. How do we feel
blueberry
about pancakes? Blueberry pancakes.
Delicious.
Is that a sexual position? Because I got a feeling there's undertones in there.
It could be confused with an STD. I think
like you punch somebody in the tits and you're like, yeah, when those blue bruises come up, you got blueberry pancakes.
That's really bad.
Or that's somebody's safe word. It hurts. Blueberry pancakes. Oh, stop doing that.
Yes. No, please don't squeeze any tighter. Blueberry pancakes.
Well, that ruins that delicious breakfast food for me.
Let's see. How about people who play the World of Warcraft? What do we feel about those people?
Wedgie City. Now, that's all I gotta say.
You and I have a friend, John and I have a friend that is a devout World of Warcraft person.
Right. She was on MTV because her relationship was in jeopardy.
She? Yeah. It's a she, yeah. Oh, her name is Joy. We won't say her last name, but her name is Joy, and we both know her. We mutually, a mutual friend.
Yeah.
And
you were invited to her wedding, and I was not.
I know, yeah. And hopefully she hears this and calls and apologizes. But no, so she got on MTV True Life because of the fact that she was such a fanboy of this game.
Oh, so we don't really know who she is because you didn't use her last name, but she
just
told us she's on True Life. Yeah. So how many people named Joy are on True Life?
There could be several.
Yeah, there could be several.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
true.
Here's the thing is I'm not going to say her name. I mean, I think it's probably in poor taste to do that. But if you really want to do the research, you can find out who I'm talking about.
Does she still play?
I'm all right with that.
Does she still play?
Oh, yeah, all the time, from what I understand.
She plays with a lot of things.
I don't get it, though.
She does play with a lot of things.
Actually. But she just got a haircut, and now she actually looks attractive for now.
Oh,
wow.
See me backpedal very quickly.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I can hear her fat feet stomping up the stairs right now to come kick your ass.
That was Zach, by the way.
That was Zach, yeah. If and when you hear this, that was Zach that said that. But I don't get the whole World of Warcraft thing. I just don't get it. Like, it's hours and hours and hours of sitting in front of the computer building this character and going off and fighting goblins and wizards and everything else. And if you're logged onto your computer, I can fight you.
Right. Well, it's the same thing as Xbox, what we have downstairs.
No, that's different.
No, it's not.
That is completely different.
Same, how is it different?
That is different because
how?
Because the Xbox is way cooler.
None of you have played Skyrim, correct?
No, I've never played Skyrim.
Okay, Skyrim, build up your character. I probably spent a good 400, 500 hours on Skyrim.
Skyrim. That sounds...
Skyrim job, yep.
It had to be said.
Is that when you're hanging from the chandelier?
That is.
And she's like chasing you around in a circle with her tongue out.
Come back! I'm trying to get you! Why are you going away?
The chandelier, not the ceiling fan. That puts a whole new,
that's a whole new
spin on it.
She finally gets to you, and she just looks you in there. She's like, plus +7 to your dexterity. Listen, yes, I've spent a long time on that.
Okay.
So I can understand that. But I honestly think that many of them just have relationships on there. Like, a lot of them play in groups, and like that's their... like social life.
So what,
you know?
What is World of Warcraft sex like?
Yeah, I'm no kidding.
I
shoved my mage inside of your bunny sack.
Lots of that.
So all of these suggestions come from Facebook, of course. So
and thank you for all of our...
Absolutely. Please go to facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle.
Can we really not think of anything else for Russian babies?
I know. I had nothing.
I just picture the guy from Rocky, like, just... pulling a child out of the uterus. Like, it doesn't even come out. He's like, you ready to give birth? He, like, pulls it out, like, Indiana Jones style, like, out of her body. That's what I think of.
Does anyone remember the mid-80s commercial for Epcot, where it was a bunch of Russians at a conference table? And at the end...
Watching that when I was not born. Yeah, I remember that.
But at the end, the narrator comes on and goes, Epcot... Everyone's a Russian to get there.
Really?
Oh, it really said that on a national commercial. No, I was I was judging its poor taste.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's pretty bad. But anyway, if you want to go and add some suggestions for some future topics for us to discuss, go to facebook.com/kingsofthepodcast. Now, with that in mind, I have found this little survey here that says 3/5 of us have taken a break from Facebook, but almost all of us has gone back. So has anybody here ever just dropped Facebook completely, just quit it?
No.
I've ignored it for long periods, but never.
Yeah.
You never closed your page out?
No.
Have you closed your page out?
I got the same one. And you know what? I actually, and I say this being truthful, like, I was one of the original, like, people.
Oh, really?
For some reason, like, when he started it up, it was Harvard and then, like, a few Ivy Leagues.
Right. So,
and
are you
out
like
of nowhere, our college, Flagler College, just got, like, accepted to be one of the, like, trial ones, maybe.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know. Yeah, so, like, when I logged on Facebook, I had, like, 4 friends, and that's only because 4 people were on there. Like, right. I was friends with everybody. Since then, I have never disabled my account.
Right. Well, if you remember, it did start out just as... it started out as the Facebook, but it also started out as just a college thing. Like, you had to be in college with a college account. And it, of course, like you said, started at Harvard and Ivy League schools, and then it kind of branched out to all of the colleges nationwide. And I was dating this girl who was in college when I was living in Georgia, and she had her Facebook page, and she would go on the computer and check it, and all of her guy friends were on there flirting with her,
man,
just like
son
it happens
bitch.
Today. And I would get so friggin' pissed. I would just get so angry and jealous over it. And then whenever they finally made it public for everyone, I went and got my Facebook page.
And she denied your friend request.
And ever since then, I fucking stalked that bitch on Facebook. No, I'm just
awesome.
Kidding, no. But yeah, that's how that all started out with me. But I've had that exact same Facebook page ever since it started. But the thing about Facebook is it's become like, it's become integral to any business. If
yeah.
you have a business, or if you have any want to have any kind of social life, it's like you have to be on it, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah. Well, it's a double-edged sword too, because you need it to keep up with your friends and people that live in other states and all that stuff, and it's great.
Right.
But if you got a girlfriend who is the jealous type, who's
right.
always checking it and going, who's that? Mm-hmm. Why did they say that on your comment? And what is that about? You know?
Yes.
And you got to explain it, and it's like a whole other job.
Oh, yeah, of
sometimes.
Course. So, where did it come from? How did they get to be so big? What do you guys think is the thing that it makes it so I have to have it?
I don't know.
Steroids.
Because there was MySpace first.
Well, yeah, steroids.
Yeah. Not everybody had MySpace, and I think that when it was it got really popular when I was in college, because it was an easy way to message people without having to know their email,
right.
without having to check email,
or
like
call
it was
them.
Just yeah, or call them, and you could share pictures and status updates.
And
right.
It came cool. out before texting was huge.
Yeah, that's true. So it was just a neat way. But I fucking hated it when it first came out.
Oh, I still hate it.
Now this is like freshman year in college. No. Facebook, I would go out and I'd be like, yeah, hey, you know, you want to go back to my place? She'd be like, you got a girlfriend? I'd be like, fuck no, I don't. she'd be like, okay, and then we go back. And then Facebook comes out and she's like, yeah, you got a girlfriend? And I'm like, no, I don't. She's like, well, let me look you up on Facebook. I'm like, all right, I'm out.
Gotta go. All right, well, we're gonna take a quick break, of course, as we always do. We're gonna leave you guys with a little Angry Texan Translates snippet in honor of the Angry Texan not being here this week. And when we come back, we're gonna be talking with Dave Briscoe, who is Briscoe Ride Center here in Winter Haven, Florida. We'll also be talking about what people judge you on, so the top things that you get Oof. Judged on from other people, right after this Angry Texan Translates. We'll be back in about 20 seconds with more on Kings of the Podcastle.
And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
Hey guys, does anyone want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond with me?
That means the safety word is pillow biter.
This has been The Angry Texan Translates.
Hey, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Thank you once again for joining us here today. We are currently in the middle of our second segment here of episode 4. What the hell happened to episode 3?
What happened to episode 3?
I have no idea. We'll find it eventually. Yeah. Well, I've looked all over, really. I've searched pretty much everywhere that I can think of to try to find it. But make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe to us. You want to download the podcast app for your iPhone. You can also download Beyond Pod for your Android. You can check us out on Stitcher now. Just go to Stitcher.com and search for Kings of the Podcast. So we have Devin to thank for that. So thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
We also have a lot of big announcements coming our way.
We do?
Yeah, we do. Is it time yet to announce?
We can give it one more week.
Okay, we'll give it one more week just in case. But just know,
tune in next week.
Okay, tune in next week for sure, because we have some really big stuff that's coming our way here on Kings of the Podcastle. I would like to take this opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to welcome to the big show one of our very good friends. His name is Dave Briscoe, Briscoe's Ride Center in Winter Haven, Florida. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thanks for asking.
Oh, my goodness. Take that mic down just a little bit, a couple of inches away from the face there. It's a little bit loud cutting out on us. What's going on, man? How are you? How's wakeboarding going?
Wakeboarding is good. You know, it's been the warmest winter we've ever had. It's unbelievable. The water is still 70 degrees, which is kind of nice. A lot less shrinkage.
Yeah, that's good. How are classes going? Are classes open enrollment right now?
It's wide open right now. Yeah, we just did this parade the other day, and we handed out a bunch of stuff to a bunch of skateboarding-looking little kids.
Very cool.
People are signing up. We had a couple girls from Ottawa the other day. So,
nice. Yeah. I love.
Yeah, but the only problem with girls that come down from Ottawa is it's the beginning of the winter time. You know?
And so they're hard.
I mean, yeah, the winter bush, though, is out of control.
Maybe they should log on to facebush.com.
Oh, my God. No, I love Canadian girls. They're all hot.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. These girls were very hot.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course they are.
They were former pro cheerleaders.
Oh, wow. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Pro what? Because they're from Canada.
Yeah, that's true. Are they CFL cheerleaders? Right.
With the exchange rate, they were actually just mud wrestlers.
Oh, okay. That works. That's what I thought in my mind.
Of course. Well, I brought Dave here to hang out on the podcast today because I think he could offer a lot on some of these subjects that we're going to be talking about during this segment. One of them is the top things you're being judged on, which include your teeth, grammar, and hair, but not your cell phone or your car. So that's good, right?
Really?
Only thing of those that I have nice of.
So that makes me ask exactly. So how do you think that you fare whenever it comes to your teeth? Are you fairly confident with your teeth, John?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I kind of tell myself that it's okay that I have a gap.
So, yes.
So I go with the moniker. You ain't crap unless you got the gap.
Mm.
No, boy, I don't think you'll
have to trademark that.
I'm trying to.
It's funny. Your old model was if you don't have the clap.
Right.
I feel like my teeth are okay, but I do have a problem sometimes with my grammar. Like I speak very Oklahoman-ish from time to time, and people catch it.
And you just proved yourself.
I did.
That.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. See, that's ish. Yeah, exactly. See what I'm saying? My grammar's not so good. What about you guys? Is there some Devin, Zach, Dave, who has something that they're really not confident with themselves about?
I definitely never wipe my ass enough.
Oh my God.
Itchy bottom.
Terrible. How about you, Devin? How do you think your teeth are doing?
I think are you insinuating something?
Here's the other thing is that everybody feels way more confident about themselves than other people are judging them. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think I have nice teeth. I've never had braces. I never needed braces, so I guess that's a good thing. I've definitely splurged on a phone and a car, so I don't know.
According to this, it says if you've got a few spare grand lying around and you want to impress people, you're better off getting the Invisalign braces than going out and buying a new car or a new iPad.
Mm. That's very expensive stuff. I've looked into that. That's like $5,000.
Less fun.
Yeah, well, this is a new survey by Match.com. It says that the top thing both men and women judge you on is your teeth. Now, I have to say, whenever you meet somebody for the first time, if they smile and it looks like something out of a medieval times, you know, cave.
Yeah, stalactites.
Yeah, stalactites and stalagmites. It's
but
no,
they
no
still got to be hot.
What do you mean?
A chick with really nice teeth that's ugly is just like still.
You know? Well, but
it's like putting a Mercedes emblem on the front of like a Datsun. Like it's like, yeah, I see that, but what about the rest?
Right. Hold on. If she's got really nappy teeth and she's got huge tits, completely outweighs it.
Right.
No, that's not true.
Absolutely. Big tits will outweigh any abnormality of a woman.
No way, no way.
Well, the thing you have to know about Mike is Mike will look at a woman, and she could be the most gorgeous thing you've ever seen, but if she has not tied her shoelace correctly, he will pick her apart because she doesn't know how to tie her shoes.
I am very picky.
Oh, my God, dude.
I'm very Jerry Seinfeld in that way.
But I think you have the whitest teeth I've ever come across.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Holy crap.
I feel sexual attention in here.
Oh, my God. Let's see. So 71% of women and 58% of men say that they judge people on their teeth. Grammar came in second. The other most common things that you'll get judged on are your clothes, your hair, your nails, and whether or not you have a tattoo.
Hmm.
How do we feel about tattooed women?
Well, we know how John feels.
It depends.
I like it.
You like it?
Oh, yeah.
Does it say to you immediately when you see a girl with a tattoo, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm totally boning that?
Oh, absolutely.
No. Yeah?
Bullshit.
You don't think so?
No.
Bullshit.
Missy? You know what it says? It says that, oh, here's a woman who doesn't mind a total stranger poking her with something.
Wow.
I could go with
never
that.
Never thought of it that way.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I see a girl with a tattoo and I immediately think, oh, yes, she's definitely, I mean, like if I picked her up and I was able to get a date with her, likely I would be having sex with her later because she's got a tattoo and that just makes me think that. I'm not saying that it's true.
Right.
I'm just saying that I think that way.
And you and I have had those discussions in the past. Like, right. I like tattooed women.
Sure.
Like suicide girls. If anybody knows what the suicide girls are, you can find them on their website, suicidegirls.com.
Sure,
and
sure.
It's all beautiful women who have a lot of tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they look amazing.
Well,
and your thing was, like, you think that they're trashy and they're dirty and
that's not true. Don't put words in my mouth.
That's what you said.
No.
Yeah.
I said that they look, they too many tattoos is a turnoff for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
too
I guess
many.
It depends on, it's a personal thing.
And what about the tramp stamp? Can we go with that? Mm. Anybody?
It just depends on what the tattoo is. Me, because I have a thing. If a girl's got a nice original tattoo, that's fine. But if she's got one of those cookie cutter tattoos that
tribal.
Every girl has, it's
sure.
like, give me a break. You know, you're just rebelling against your mom here. If you have some right. original idea that you are actually considering your body like art, then you know, I'm all for that. But if it's just because I moved out of mom's house, I'm gonna get a butterfly on my backside, then you know, fuck it. I don't want anything to do with you.
See, that's the thing for me, I don't have any tattoos. Who all has a tattoo here? Raise hands. Say
I.
Oh, because everybody can see.
Yeah, I know.
Raise hands.
Well, I was gonna. Yeah, I guess so. Okay, John, do you have tattoos?
Of course. Yeah.
Zach,
absolutely. Yeah.
You do have a tattoo.
I do have a tattoo.
I did not know that about you.
It's on my back.
It is?
Yeah.
Let's see it. Turn
is
around.
Is it on your lower back?
Watch this be like the USS Constitution, like
the
most detailed, huge tattoo ever. This is a. Oh, wow, there
okay.
it is.
Oh, what is
okay.
that? Hold on,
it's
wait.
It's a musical note with blue streaks.
Oh, okay. What is that supposed to be, like
oh,
the sheet
like,
music?
It looks like the gay communist China singing us a song.
That's amazing. We're going to have to post a picture of that on Facebook now. You know that. But I do not have a tattoo, and the reason why I don't have a tattoo is because I just never have had anything that was meant so much to me that I'd want to keep it with me for the rest of my life.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I just never have done that. But I've also said that it, like if I were to go to Australia and swim with a great white shark,
you'd get a great white shark tattoo.
Yeah, then sure. I might do something like that because that's a huge deal. I mean,
where would you
that
get it?
There's lots of places that I could get it, but you know, probably just like on my shoulder or my calf or
right.
something like that.
Well,
it'd be way more awesome if you made your penis into a shark.
I know, I knew that's where that was going. Yeah. There's no way to get around
well,
it.
Well, when Viagra came out, I took two Viagras,
yeah, like,
and I got a battleship tattooed on my penis.
You
but
did?
When the Viagra wore off, it just was a little dingy at that point.
Oh my! Please play some. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable.
Mike, I can't see you being picky with a woman with a tattoo. I mean, as much pussy as you get.
I think there was some sarcasm laden in there.
In fact, you should just get a tattoo of a vagina on your hand.
There you go.
Wow.
There.
Now, see, I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could.
Now, hold on. Is the tattoo a turnoff if it's a lie? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, if a girl, let's just say, happens to come home with you and you find out that, it's a fake tattoo I got in the kids' meal at McDonald's. My mommy got me.
Oh, no, that's just
does that happen
fun.
To you often where a girl comes over to your house? She has your Happy Meal tattoo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Wow. Oh, you got that from your teacher today at school. I see.
On that note, moving along. I've just found this, too. This is Match.com comes out with surveys, I guess. I didn't realize.
They do?
Yeah, apparently so, because this is another one from Match.com. This is 10 Ridiculous Findings from Match.com's new dating survey. Let's see here. A few highlights of this survey is 42% of people wouldn't date a virgin.
Mm. Yeah, I'm on that list.
Yeah. You are?
You're a virgin?
Yeah, I wouldn't date one.
You wouldn't date a virgin?
I don't want to listen to you fucking girls screaming.
What are you doing to her, man? You got to take it easy. You got to, give her some roses. And
have you seen my pecker?
God almighty.
As a matter of fact, I believe he has.
Unfortunately, I think that
it was such a traumatic event that he has it actually tattooed on his back. He had to remember it.
That's right. I do have a tattoo. I forgot about that. Let's see here.
Can we just bring logic into this and realize that we're reading about surveys taken from Match.com.
Oh, we're reading.
So people that were surveyed are people that are trying to get them to like them?
Oh, that's probably a good point, actually. Good point. Yeah, a very good point. But does that really help you? Because if you're a virgin, what are you doing on Match.com? Is that what you're
trying
saving
to get
yourself?
Laid.
You're saving yourself for online dating? That doesn't make any
sense.
I'm
not saving myself for anything. I just want to get my dick wet.
Oh, so you are on Match.com.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course. goodness gracious. Let's see. Only 3% of people say that their satisfaction is what matters most during sex. Is that true?
Mm. No.
So this survey was comprised of 97% women. Is that what you're saying? There was 3% men survey.
Yeah. The other 97% do claim that their goal is to make the other person satisfied. Let's see here. What's some other ones? 48% of women say that if they got really desperate and the clock was really ticking,
they would sleep with Zach.
That's pretty much what's going.
Wow.
They would consider having sex with a friend to try to get pregnant.
Ooh.
Would interesting. You, 48% of women. That's almost half of women.
Where are these friends?
That's what I'm banking on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got them lined up in the friend zone.
Mike, you should read that to girls.
Yeah, I know, right?
Did you know?
Let's see here. 6% of men. 6% of men and 4% of women say they fell in love for the first time before age 10. Before age 10?
How do you do that?
I don't know. I had crushes when I was younger.
Yeah, but were you in love?
Hold on. I got a great story for this.
Okay, go ahead.
I got a great story here. When I was 8, there was this girl who lived down the road, and she asked me one day, she's like, do you want to play house? And I was like, yes, I do. And she's like, okay, well, she's like, if we play and I'm the mommy, then you get to choose who you want to be. And if you choose to be the daddy, then we have to have sex. And I was 8 years old, and I was like, okay, I'll be the daddy, I guess. And so then we went into her room, 8 years old, and I had no idea how to have sex.
Of course
none.
Not.
I'd never seen it before. She's like, you got to put it in me. And I was like,
what? An 8 year old.
Yeah,
said
8
this.
Years old.
How did she know? Where did you she grow knew. Up and how do I get there?
She knew. Well, you want an 8 year old? I'm
God
just kidding.
Almighty.
Anyways, she said, yeah, you got to put it in me. So, anyways, I had no idea what I needed to do, but I knew that something was happening to me. I was feeling a little different down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was
at 8.
At 8, she was a good-looking 8-year-old.
I guess so, right?
And so, anyways, here's
before she was 7.
so here's what honest to goodness happened. I didn't know, and she didn't know where exactly I had to put that in there. So I put it in her butt.
Oh, like, no, you didn't.
I did. I swear. I swear on anybody's life that I've ever met. I swear on my dog's life. I swear.
Are you serious?
Anyway, yeah. 8 years old, and I put it in her butt.
Wow. No way,
so
dude.
So I definitely have a lot
just
of people
just like her
beat.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my
no!
God.
Edit. God.
Leave it in.
Where did you put it one more time?
So, technically, I might be a quarter Indian. I don't know.
And you're a little animal.
Unbelievable. This has gone way off the other, like the deep end of where I was hoping it was going to go.
No kidding.
Holy moly.
You mentioned 11-year-olds. Where did you expect to take it?
No, I did not mention 11-year-olds.
Yes, you did.
All right.
We have a new subscriber. Pedo Bear has just subscribed to our podcast. It's just come across our screen here.
Oh, my God.
He is highly interested in what we were talking about.
Will you stop looking over my shoulder?
I've got to say, though, that like that 8 years old is probably about the age that I started, you know, fooling around. There was a girl in my neighborhood that we'd snuck behind. We all went swimming. Her family was friends with my family. God, I know my mother listens to this, so she's going to be like,
who are we talking about?
Great.
Yeah, but she said, let's go behind the transformer, you know, the transformers like outside an apartment complex.
You had a transformer?
Yeah. The electric box. You know I'm talking about? The big gray box. Right.
Yes,
see them.
Yes.
So we went behind there while both of our families were at the swimming pool doing a barbecue. When I was growing up, I was probably about 8 years oldish. And she was like, let's do what we see on TV. And we kissed and we played and we touched, but it was all like curiosity. There was never a moment where at one instant that I can even considered putting it in her butt. And
to be honest, when I took her like pants off, I was like, this looks nothing like a Barbie doll. What the fuck is this? I was so confused. I was like, wow. Why is this so, not closed up?
So you actually lost your virginity at 8 years old from
virginity.
Anal sex.
Yeah.
Wow. That's very interesting. It kind of almost explains a lot
and,
about
that. You know, I mean, so technically I've slept with one woman my whole life. That was it. I'm just kidding. I did.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Moving on. Here's one that's a little bit more adult oriented. This one says that women are only allowed during sex to improve your self-esteem. How do you feel about that?
I would buy that.
Yeah, it says, according to this new study, women are only loud during sex to make you feel better. 87% say that they do it to improve a guy's self-esteem, and 2/3 say that they do it to make a guy finish faster.
Interesting.
If anybody ever did that to me, I'd be very upset.
I don't like that. I mean, I'm not a fan.
Well, whether you're a fan or not.
Do you think it's true?
No, I'm not a fan. I don't think it's true because when she starts doing it, it just distracts me. And I'm just trying to get it over with, really.
Oh, my God. What kind of... Wow. What does that
He's
mean?
He's in the 3%.
Now, there have been girls that I have been with who just literally, they'll just lay there and they don't do anything.
Right.
And then there are other girls who take control. And those are the ones that you want to get. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know any time that I could think of that a woman was loud during sex that it was literally just to make me feel better about myself. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, of course they wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, well, I know, but but you can see in their eyes and by the way that they're moving, you know, if they're actually enjoying it or not.
Now, let me back
you up.
Is
that not true?
Women, I believe, are really good actresses. They have the command of the tear ducts.
They do.
Yeah. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's true, yeah.
I've said that before, too, because I've been with a woman before, and she's, like, getting really loud.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was like, you're just faking it. And she's like, no. She's like, I really don't know you. Can you please get off me? I'm like, whatever, you know.
Oh,
I know you're not, you know, really meaning this right now. I'm just going to finish.
That is fantastic. All right, well, we're going to wrap this up and take another break. We want you guys to stick around, though. We're going to be talking about a lot of new stuff coming up. We're going to play a little game of Would You Rather. We found a very good Would You Rather survey that's going around out there. And then we're going to talk about one of the topics from Facebook that was suggested on Facebook, disgusting things that men do, but they hide from their women. We'll be right back after this. Oh, I have to set this up.
What's up?
Okay, we're all talking pretty, you know.
Candidly, sure.
Candidly, yeah. boy, I don't even know if we should play this commercial, but we made this commercial in honor of all this sex talk that is very, I'm going to put out a disclaimer. If you have sensitive ears, if anything has offended you that we've talked about so far, go ahead and stop the podcast right
yes.
now, okay?
And fast forward.
And fast forward at least
minutes.
About 2 minutes and get into the next segment because this is going to get you. This is a little commercial that we did, and it's really poking fun at a very sensitive subject, abortion. So we'll be back. We'll be back in about 60 seconds with more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
Condom break? Too drunk to remember to put one on? Too small to find one that ever fits you? Well, now your girlfriend is pregnant and you are strapped for cash. No need to worry. We got you covered. come on down to Stairway to Heaven Affordable Abortion Clinic. Just listen to these fine testimonials from past customers.
I'm so glad I found Stairway to Heaven's Affordable Abortion Clinic. The last time my girlfriend got pregnant, I had to hit her in the stomach with a 2x4.
Unfortunately, I had never heard of Stairway to Heaven Abortion Clinic. I left my first child in the dumpster at prom.
I'm on my 7th abortion, and with Stairway to Heaven's rewards program, my next abortion's free.
Let's take a look inside Stairway to Heaven's Affordable Abortion Clinic state-of-the-art facilities.
Wow, Doc, this sure is a tall staircase.
That's our patented 100-step program. It's a long way up, but a quick way down. Another satisfied customer. Come on down to Stairway to Heaven Affordable Abortion Clinic. You knock them up, we'll knock them down.
Hey, Doc, can you put the placenta in the bag for the dog?
Hey, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. feeling a little bit squeamish after that little commercial there, but you know, hey, it's all in the sake of comedy.
Sure.
And nothing is out of bounds.
If you could take that, then beautiful.
Right. There's nothing else that we can say that would offend you at this point right now. So, We're Kings of the Podcastle. Check us out at kingsofthepodcastle.com. Make sure that you go to iTunes and subscribe. You want to go over to the podcast app on your iPod, on your iPhone, or go to the Beyond Pod app on your Android. And, of course, you can also check us out at stitcher.com now. If you have suggestions or if you want to send your complaints in, you can email us. Email us kings@kingsofthepodcastle. Let's see here. I'm Mike, of course, your gracious host, joined by John. King John. We got King Devin over there. Prince Zachary is hanging out with us today. And also we have Dave Briscoe. How you doing, buddy?
Howdy.
All right. Let's see. I found this little interesting thing. I'm sorry. King Greg is not able to be here today. So everybody say hello, King
Greg.
We
miss him.
Hi,
Greg.
He's in spirit.
We miss him, of course. He will be back, though. Let's see. Would you rather? This is a very popular drinking game. You guys, everybody played that before at some point?
I never have.
No?
No.
It's basically
that you can remember. See, every time I've seen him drunk, he's like completely wasted. He's probably played it 90 times in his life. I don't
know what you're talking about.
Basically, the way it goes, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be a drinking game. You can just be sitting around trying to kill time with some friends and just throw one out there. So it's like a would you rather have sex with Brad Pitt or Great Dane.
Tom Arnold.
Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? So it's a would you rather. And you have to pick one. That's the game. You have to say, well, I would pick this one because of that. But I found this really interesting one that I thought I would throw at you guys, and then maybe we could come up with some of our own. This one is it's meant to torment you, but would you rather go blind or die 10 years before you're supposed to?
Okay, so have you seen before? Like, you were previously seen, and then you go blind?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You
would you rather?
Blind today?
Yeah, you would just like right now. You would be like you lose your eyesight, or you would just die 10 years before. Let's say that you know fate has a timeline for you, and you're supposed to die on this date. You would die 10 years earlier than that.
I'll take blind.
I want to die.
You'd rather die.
Yeah, I'd rather die. I also make money off my vision, but.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. So you would go blind? You said?
Yeah, I'd go blind first.
Really?
Before I die. Yeah, I mean. I've seen some of the girls I've woken up next to, and going blind wouldn't be such a bad option.
Well, I kind of, I'm with Zach though, because I think that I would rather die 10 years in advance, but I wouldn't want to know when it was, you know? I don't want you to tell me, because, like, I don't know when I'm going to die right now.
Right.
So that's not really a big deal to me that you're going to knock 10 years life.
Oh, I'd want to know.
Oh, you'd want to know?
Absolutely. Really?
Yeah, because the day before, I'm just going to do something really stupid.
Okay. How is that different than any other day, though?
Yeah, exactly. So, but no, I just think that losing my eyesight, man, that would be really rough. And I'm not trying to make fun of blind people, but like that would suck.
Yeah, but think of all the government funding you would get off of that.
Oh, that's great. That's exactly what I want.
I'm thinking I live on the second floor, so yeah. If I went blind, then I would just die anyways.
Right. Cause
I would walk out my door and then just probably break my neck on the stairway the first time that I walked out.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. So you'd rather die 10 years in advance than go blind, right?
Yeah.
pretty much. Okay, so
I'd go with death as well.
Okay,
with so, my luck, I would go. Oh well, I'll take the blind, and then I'd go blind, and then the very next day they'd be like Jessica Alba finally posing for Playboy, and I'd be like, no.
I want to know how a blind person knows when he's done wiping his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. Wow. That's a good question.
Do you have to smell it?
No, God, terrible.
That was a legitimate question.
They probably do one of those Chinese toilets.
No.
Water squirting up there. They take a shower. That's what they do.
Oh yeah.
I mean, but does that mean you have to go take a shower every time? I mean,
yeah, it's tough in the blue.
Some of us take showers more than once a week, Mike.
They do.
Some of us have hair to wash as well, but there's a
whatever. So that just made me. It made me think of, you know, what other would you rathers are out there. Have you guys ever heard any good ones?
I definitely have one.
Okay, let's hear.
What do you got?
So, would you rather be fisted or lose a toe?
Oh, jeez.
Good God, man!
Wow.
And you are awake and can feel the pain of losing the toe.
I'm losing the toe, bro. I'm losing the toe in a heartbeat. There's no question.
Who's doing the fisting? Fist?
I suppose it would have to be like a medium-sized fist.
All of the yeah, exactly. How large does it have to be? Are we talking Mike Tyson or Jessica Alba?
If I'm getting fisted, it's Gary Coleman all the way.
But you can be drunk
in his current state.
No, it's Gary Coleman. It's Gary Coleman from Bram Stoker's Dracula when he's got all those long fingernails. That's what yeah.
All right, but you can be drunk when you're fisted, but sober when you lose the toe.
I'd lose the toe.
Oh, and by the way, I just realized I'm thinking of Gary Oldman, not Gary Coleman.
What you talking about, man?
Oh my God! Wow. I am in the know. I know what's going on.
Oh, look at you guys!
I'd get fisted for a 6-pack.
Oh,
what?
Wow. I have a 6-pack.
What else? Is there any other ones?
I got one.
Okay.
Would you rather eat the corn out of a hot girl's ass or a girl with one eye?
No! Oh, no, that is getting edited out.
Remember when we had this conversation?
I just said that we
got... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's a commercial.
Oh, man.
Is the corn Holy still on moly. The cob? That's what I want to know. I have one. Would you rather watch baseball or... that's where you guys say the or.
Or, what is the or?
Because if watching baseball is the first thing, the second thing has to be better than watching baseball.
I don't know. Wait a second. What's wrong with watching baseball? Fan. Yes.
Everything. It's 9 innings too long.
Yeah. No,
or sometimes 20 innings. Like
I do like that. It's 9 innings too long. That's the truth about it. No, I think baseball's fine if you go to the game and you got a hot dog, you know, and you're watching it. But watching it on TV is like a friggin' snoozer, man.
I like watching it on TV.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're boring.
No.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
Golf. Watching golf is more active because they go around to different people doing stuff. There's always something happening.
No. Right.
Baseball, you're watching the same people do nothing but chew sunflower seeds and smack each other's ass.
Actually, when you put it that way, I kind of want to watch baseball now.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We covered all the way from being blind to eating corn out of some girl's ass and watching baseball. There you have it. All right, let's go to this listener topic here. This is a really good one. She would like us to discuss, Devin on Facebook, she would like us to discuss disgusting things that men do, but they hide from their significant other, their wife or their girlfriend. So, and she requested that we go beyond the old, you know, farting or whatever, you know, trying to let one out. She's like, she wants some good stuff. So, does anybody have anything that that they try to hide? Well, okay, Dave's got his hand up.
We're all raising our hands. Well, I know.
Go ahead, Dave. Okay, you take the floor.
I got one. I was married for a long time. And, you know, when you are married, everybody knows that the sex train starts to...
derail?
Yeah,
slow down.
It goes down, yeah.
Slows down big time.
Now, remember, we're already bleeping out some of the stuff that you said previously.
This was one that really bugs me when she said no and she'd cut me off. And she'd usually do it right when I had a rager and I'm ready to go. And once that's going, it's hard to get it away.
Sure.
So I would let her fall asleep and I'd run a batch on the pillow.
Oh, no.
No, yes, you did
no.
not.
Yes, I
did. Why would you do that?
Because I was angry. She shot me down.
Oh, my God. So you shot her up.
Yeah. She's like, but, you know, I'm not giving you sex unless you take the garbage out. Don't give me an ultimatum.
You're
like
the
that.
Skeet fairy. You come in the middle of the night. Just leave a little bit there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Now, hold on. Now, obviously, she found out about that. She had to wake up and see that, right?
Oh, no. And she rolled around and all
that. She probably woke up and was like, what is this dry drool on my face?
That is terrible. Oh, oh my
we're
goodness.
Divorced now.
All right.
Yeah, I wonder why.
But something
why.
Tells me he still does it under the pillow.
All right, John, do you have something?
Disgusting that I...
Something disgusting that you hide from your girlfriend, yeah.
Being that it's new, definitely no nose picking. Of course, I try not to pick my nose anyway. I use right. tissue, but yeah. Really, no. I mean,
you don't have any disgusting. Well, yeah, we know you. John is known throughout the universe for just farting in public. He doesn't care. So there's nothing, no other disgusting habit that you have. That
I'm not going to drop a deuce in front of her.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that's a given.
True. I'm also against that, by the way. You bring up a good point. I do not in any way, I do not condone couples using the bathroom in front of each other. That is out. I mean,
then how do you accomplish a blumpkin?
Oh, my God. You can't have a decent conversation with these people. You just can't. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. I'm trying. I am trying for you to keep it decent and honest. And then that happens. It's like a landmine of profanity coming down. All right, Zach, what do you have that you try to keep from your girlfriend?
Well, it's just going to go downhill from here. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. It's over. So go ahead.
Well, especially like if you've been working in the yard or you've been doing something active.
Yeah.
I mean, men tend to build up a certain stench in a certain area.
Sure, yeah. Famunda.
Yeah, famunda.
Your gooch.
And it is necessary to find out exactly how bad it is.
I was just going
to
say that.
And there is only one way to do
that.
Yes. You have to grab some and sniff it.
Uh-huh. Now, go ahead. Finish it.
And you never want anyone to know that you've just done that, but... You can't just wander off to the bathroom right. to wash your hands.
Exactly. Okay. So, now, see, he's actually stumbled on an actual good habit here.
Yeah.
This is something that I've even done. And if you want to really get into it, John and I, when we were doing shows over at Cypress Gardens a long time ago, we used to do that each other as a bad gag.
Whoa. You
take
whoa.
The what?
Yeah.
You would rub his balls?
No.
What you would do was you would take two fingers and you would rub your taint and then the taint musk, if you will. On your fingers, you would rub on the other's nose.
That's a dirty sanctions.
You've never done that? Like, gone up and, you know, you sanctions. Walk up. Basically,
no.
But you
up,
walk
up. The ass is a dirty sanctions.
No, oh, God. No, you go around behind them and you know, you waft it in front of their nose just so they get a whiff of it. And immediately, whenever they do it, you know what happened because every guy has done this.
Oh, vinegar.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, my God. But yes, it's more along the lines, for me, it's more along the lines of what guys do in behind closed doors, like the conversations that we have, which we're currently broadcasting on Kings of the Podcast. but you know, the conversations that we have and the pranks that we play on each other, you know, are terrible. Like when I was living in Georgia, I had this friend. His name was Jeff Thompson, and we were gonna Tompy, you know Tompy. So Tompy moved out away. He moved away. He moved up to Chicago or whatever. But me and my buddy Chris Carter, we decided that we were going to play a prank on him, and we were going to mail him a turd.
Nice. A real one?
Yeah. Like we were. So the idea behind it was, you know, we miss you, but hey, you left a lot of stuff behind. You left, and we were going to say you left some shit behind.
Yeah.
And we need to mail you. We need to mail you some shit that we found that belongs to you. And so, like, I even went as far as lining the toilet with a Walmart bag. Yes,
classy.
And I
very
actually
classy.
Dropped a deuce into it. Wow. and picked it up. It was very conveniently placed in the bag for me.
Was
at
it
that
warm?
Point. Oh yeah, it was. And it was terrible. Like I think that the water in a toilet actually like kills the smell.
Yeah,
like, because whenever anyway. It's not in the water, it's bad. It's like really bad.
It's
so
poop.
I actually drove it over to my friend Chris's house and I said, "Here it is. We're ready." And here's what's even worse: we were gonna put it in a box and then cover
Wait
it with.
A second. You drove it in a car?
Yeah. It was
would
in
have
the
been
back
awesome
seat of the car.
If you got pulled over. And, like, you had to have your car searched and everything.
Oh, my God. I'm saying, well, you might find some shit in there. I'm just but no, I so I got there and I took it out. And then what we were going to do is we were going to put it into a box and cover it with styrofoam peanuts so that he had to dig in there. Oh,
wow.
That's a good one.
And we got that far. And that's how far we got whenever we decided that it was a terrible idea.
Do you know that there's people that
do
that
professionally? I am never opening a package from you.
I know, right? But that's what we're talking about is the disgusting things that guys do that women don't. That we don't want women to know about. Like,
well, that's one for sure.
There was a German commercial that was hysterical. I don't know if you guys saw it, but the girl's in the bath. She stays over at the guy's house, stays the night, wakes up in the morning, and he says, "You stay as long as you want and take care of it, blah, blah." So she's walking around the house, and she goes into the bathroom, and she goes to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And she flushes it, and the flusher doesn't work. So she panics and goes and gets a bag and grabs the turd like you did with the Walmart bag.
Sure.
And she's going out to leave, and she sets it on the counter to write him a note. Thanks for the great night. It was awesome. And she thinks she's just going to take the bag with her.
Right.
Well, she forgets the bag and shows her going out and the door shuts and she's pounded. She left a note with a turd on the counter.
Oh, my God.
Okay, since we're having honesty time now.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Now, I opened up a bag. Yeah,
I've been with my girlfriend for 3.5 years, so this relationship is pretty much open. But there is still one thing that I do not do in front of her.
Okay.
And I bite my nails. It's a nervous habit.
Okay.
But because of that, I don't own a nail clipper.
So right.
At some point, my toenails have to go away.
Yeah, you probably have talons down there.
No, I have no option but to bite my toenails.
Oh,
bite
my God. Them? You bite them?
Oh, my God.
You bite them? I rip mine off.
Go to the Walgreens. It's like $1 for a...
Yeah, but then there's always like snagged edges and all sorts of stuff.
I can't believe you bite your fingernails God. After you test your balls all the time.
I think this is how AIDS started. We found patient X.
Wow.
Unbelievable. All right. Well,
You never asked me.
Oh, do you have one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Come on. Bring it on.
I frequently buy boxer briefs from Walmart.
Okay.
And it's not that I lose them. It's just when I'm dating a girl and she has to do my laundry, I'll look down there and if there's racetracks, I throw them out. Like, I just throw them out.
That's
like,
true. I've thrown out racetrack underwear.
I can't have her look at this, you know? Like, she's going to think that I don't wipe or that I shit myself or something or both.
Right.
And
has that ever happened? Has that ever happened to you? Have you, like, gone out, like, for a night on the town or whatever and thought it was going to be a fart and you accidentally sharted or something?
No. No? I never had that happen.
That's never happened to you?
Nope. I was working, though, at one place and the man came up to me and he goes, hey, here's the keys. And I was like, what happened? He goes, I shit myself. I gotta go home and I gotta change my pants.
You're in charge.
And he's like, you're in charge. And I was like, this is the greatest blackmail that I've
ever
had
in a million years.
I am not gonna have to work any day that I don't want to for the next year.
Oh my God.
I don't think women should get upset about skid marks. I mean, you ever see their underwear?
Oh my God.
Okay, let's not go that direction.
If you have ever washed a girl's thong,
oh my God, it's, it looks it's like an image yolk and a side of bacon.
Oh my God. I think that as human beings, we all have disgusting habits and things that happen in your underwear. And that's why your underwear is there, so that it catches that before it hits the outer area. And then everybody sees what's going on.
Right. And I'm with you, though, on the panties thing, because sometimes it looks like a used condiment station.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Before this gets any worse, I am getting us out of here. My goodness gracious. We are the kings of the podcastle. Thank you guys so much for joining us. That was episode 4. What the hell happened to episode 3? Go to kingsofthepodcastle.com. Tell all your friends. Tell them to all go. Go to iTunes.com. Download iTunes. Get the Kings of the Podcastle podcast and subscribe. Make sure that you're telling everybody about it. Go to the podcast app on the iPhone, Beyond Pod on Android, and check us out on Stitcher.com. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, email us kings@kingsofthepodcastle. Yes, go ahead, Zach.
And remember, boys and girls, taint nothing smelly about it.
Oh, my God. We'll see you next week for our next episode. Not sure what the title is yet. Have a great one, everybody. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.